After experiencing lots of light going through my body, what are some ways to help integrate these energies? Okay, very good question. Well, I'll give you several different answers, and in any given moment, not just for each person, but for each person and in, from moment to moment, you need to be asking and seeing which of these might apply and which ones your soul and consciousness and God are asking of you. But I'll give you some various ones that work very well. First and foremost, of course, is rest, especially after a very large healing or a rite of passage or moment of transcendence. The body will often need to rest. Many times, too often, people think that their body only needs to rest from physical exertion, but oftentimes waves of energy can be just as exerting and tiring upon someone, and even more so than the best workout at a gym or an hour of tennis or a mile run. Sometimes those huge epiphanies and spiritual transformations require sleep to rejuvenate. So listen to your body's needs in terms of sleep. Oftentimes when I lead a weekend retreat, I invariably ask people to make sure that they not only book out the time for the retreat, but that they keep open the day after, because they need downtime to rest and rejuvenate, to integrate the energies. Oftentimes people will, they'll get home 8, 9 o'clock at night and have a short night's sleep and rush into the office the next day. And it's really very abusive to the self to do that. So when you have profound spiritual experiences, please treat your body very gently and tenderly and give it the rest and rejuvenation it needs. Another thing that helps integrate the energy is to place your body directly on the earth. Again, you need to look at your body and at each moment and see what's being called for, depending on the energies you feel you're needing. But lying directly or sitting, and even better, lying directly on the earth, face down on your whole chest and belly on the earth, lying or on your back, is really, really powerful. It's very grounding and it helps heal, integrate, empower, clarify, cleanse. Sometimes if I want really powerful grounding energy or really strong energy, I'll lie on a boulder. Other times if you want to feel something very, very warm and nurturing, I'll lie in the sun in the late afternoon on a sandy beach and feel the pounding of the waves, have that noise and the warmth and the softness of the sand. I mean, but to be on the earth. Or sometimes if I want to feel the magic and mystique and mystery of the earth, of its inner chambers and mysteries, I might go into a mossy glen where a bubbling brook is and feel all the devas and fairies and gnomes and sprites and feel all that mystical energy. But putting yourself on the earth is very healing, very grounding, and helps integrate energies tremendously. Also in terms of foods, one thing you don't want to do, if you've taken in a lot of light, gone through a huge emotional transformation or spiritual, worst thing you can do is eat junk food. Stay away from sugar, stay away from dairy, stay away from refined foods, and ideally dense, really dense foods, heavy fried foods or heavy meats and things like that. You want to eat high vibrational, pure foods. Fruits are very good. Fresh organic fruits, you know, drink yourself a nice coconut and eat the flesh of it. You know, I could go on and on, but nice fresh foods. And again, if you're infusions of light affects different peoples in different ways. Some people get very blown out. When I say blown out, I mean they feel out of their body, they feel disoriented, they have difficulty forming thoughts or speaking. So something grounding like eating a baked potato or roots. Root vegetables are some of the best grounding food you can eat. They grow in the earth, so you're eating dirt, you're eating the earth. So if you're feeling ungrounded or out of your body, eat some roots and that will help you. Okay, those are some of the ways. Also, toning and chanting is very good because that's integrating the mind with the body and anchoring the energy down through you and into the earth. So that's all very good. And you can use combinations of these as well.